This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I'm joined in studio by Becky Waybright and Captain Joe Hughes. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are here to talk about the Voices of Poverty, which I don't know how much press it's gotten. I don't think it's enough. And it's something I think it's another reason this community can be proud of itself. So, Becky, if we could, let's just start real quick with Becky Waybright 101. Who are you? So folks know who they're listening to.
I've been a part of Leadership Charlottesville this past fall, and which is what brought me to Voices of Poverty. In my regular life, I work in the nonprofit field, and I work for a small nonprofit, the Community Children's Dental Center. We provide dental care to low-income kids.
Oh, great, great. And Joe?
Coy, I'm a lifetime resident of the Charlottesville area. I am a 22-year veteran of the Charlottesville Fire Department.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And now, and you were involved in Leadership Charlottesville as well?
I'm a proud member of the 2006 class of Leadership Charlottesville.
And Joe, tell folks what is Leadership Charlottesville, because there's a lot of folks who are listening who know about it. There's some who've been through it, but there's probably even more who have never heard of it.
Leadership Charlottesville is a program that is hosted by the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce with a goal of developing community leaders. So each year they host approximately 30-odd members or class members, and they present a community-based curriculum. And from that curriculum, they try to develop individuals who are capable of going out into the community and doing community work, being community leaders.
There you go. And Becky, tell us about your experience with the program.
It was very similar to what Joe said. It really was a great opportunity to learn a lot more about Charlottesville, to meet some really wonderful people. The fall sessions we did with the whole group, and then in the spring we broke up into smaller groups, which is where our Voices of Poverty project came from.
And tell us about it. It's online, of course, at voicesofpoverty.org. Tell us what this program is all about.
One of our group members, who's relatively new to Charlottesville, when she went through the training sessions in the fall, really was impacted by the issues of poverty around our community. And she also felt like it was really easy in Charlottesville, or it can be really easy in Charlottesville, to ignore poverty, to kind of live your daily life, go to the grocery store, go to grocery shopping, buy regular products, sort of things like that, and to just completely ignore the issues of poverty. And that was her hope with our Voices of Poverty project, was to bring some more awareness to the issues of poverty in our community.
It's not like New York City, where it literally jumps up in front of you every day, often, and it's just as you're walking to work or back and forth from the subway, whether you're even in New York or D.C., Charlottesville is a small city, and oftentimes feels like a little town, but it is often hidden from us, isn't it?
I think that's really true. There's certainly a lot of affluence. There are a lot of people that do just fine, and I think it's really easy to ignore maybe your neighbor who's struggling every month to pay rent or make that house payment, to put enough food on the table, enough clothing for their kids. There are a lot of people who struggle to make ends meet, and we wanted to bring some awareness to those issues.
So, Joe, tell us the nuts and the bolts. How does it work? What actually is it when we say Voices of Poverty? What are we talking about?
Well, again, Coy, Voices of Poverty is a project that was born out of the Leadership Charlottesville class of 2006. We split up into various groups from the class, and we had community projects that we did. A number of us, eight of us in this group, chose to do the Voices of Poverty project based on one member's keen interest in that area. Essentially, Voices of Poverty is a website that hosts a number of interviews with individuals who find themselves in this impoverished state, as well as some people who are very involved in this community and helping those people who find themselves in that condition.
For example, there's an interview on the website with Dave Norris, city councilor, who has worked in the affordable housing area for a long time and has been very concerned about that, and has been quite a leader in the community for trying to find housing for some of these people. Before we hear some of the clips of some of the people in our area who are actually facing and dealing with poverty every day, I just sort of want to take a moment to underscore that this is a homelessness, which is sometimes different from poverty. You can be in poverty and have, you know, a place to stay. But homelessness is a very real challenge here in this community. I mean, oftentimes people may not know, and there's people driving home right now that may not realize that there are homeless people right here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County.
Well, and we did interview Dave as we did, even though Dave is city council, we interviewed him as executive director of PACHM, which does temporary housing for homeless people over the winter months using, working with area congregations. And our website focuses on poverty issues. We certainly did interview a number of homeless people, but that really wasn't the main focus. It was really to just bring issues to poverty all around. We did cross paths with a number of people that struggled with housing issues or ended up homeless because of the expensive housing properties, housing values in our community. So that certainly was something we came across again.
Yeah, a situation that's only getting worse as the those numbers continue to climb. I remember years ago there was a homeless man near downtown. I don't think it was on the downtown mall, but it was near downtown. Joe, I don't know if you remember this, but he died actually from exposure, sleeping outside in the cold. The guy did not have a place to go inside to sleep, and he froze to death. He literally died overnight right here in Charlottesville.
And that is so very unfortunate in a community with such great affluence. Unfortunately, there are individuals who don't participate in that affluence and in that great wealth. And this individual is one example who unfortunately suffered a terrible end.
We're talking with Becky Waybright and Captain Joe Hughes of the Leadership Charlottesville program, and specifically involved in the Voices of Poverty project, online at voicesofpoverty.org. Before we go to a break, let's listen to one of the clips here of, I believe this is a woman named Jamie, who is currently, or at the time of the interview, was in transitional housing. Let's hear what she had to say so you can get an idea of what this project can do.
A lot of the merchants are cool.
Right now in my life, I'm in transitional housing, but I have been worse. I've actually lived on the streets of Charlottesville for 6 months, 2 years ago. So.
Wow. And you have kids, too?
Yes.
How old are your children?
10, 10, 8, 5, and 4.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you ended up on the streets, if it's not asking something that seems too personal to share?
No. I seem to have had a problem with depression, and I kind of, my problem with depression ended up with anger. Everything was, I get angry about it, I get upset, I get mad, and I'd lash out, or I feel like somebody was judging me, and I'd leave. And it kept ending up that I ended up on the street because I had a really bad attitude about it.
How has your experience been with transitional housing?
It actually has been something that I can say is just a blessing. It is a blessing. We've had great people working with us to help us. I've had a person to help me, you know, understand that depression it's not just an illness, but it's also treatable. So I've been able to get on medicine that's brought my life back into a whole different spin of things.
A clip from the Voices of Poverty Project online at voicesofpoverty.org. And folks, these are not people in New York or somewhere out west. These are folks right here in our community, in your backyard. These are lives that you can actually touch and lives that you can make a difference in. Becky, tell us about Jamie. Were you involved in her interview?
I was. I was the one interviewing her. She touched me in many ways with her story. When she first mentioned that she'd been living on the streets, the first thing I thought about was, gosh, I wonder if I ever passed her when she was homeless, because she was here in Charlottesville when that happened, and that was really the first thing that came into my mind. She's really working hard to try to get her life together. She's had some mental health issues. It certainly has been made aware by a lot of different issues. Getting treatment for mental health issues can be very challenging, but she's been able to get that now, and she's working in transitional housing, and I think she's really moving forward with her life.
Yeah. We're talking with Becky Waybright and Captain Joe Hughes about the Voices of Poverty Project. A very quick break, and we're back with more sounds of poverty from our community. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's continue our discussion about the Voices of Poverty Project here in Charlottesville online at voicesofpoverty.org. We're talking with Becky Waybright and Captain Joe Hughes, recent graduates of the Leadership Charlottesville program, a group of which recent graduates took it upon themselves to create Voices of Poverty. Becky, we're going to listen now to a clip of two young mothers in TeenSight. What is TeenSight?
TeenSight works with young moms, typically teenage girls that are pregnant, and their goal is to keep them in school and keep them from having a second pregnancy until they get older. They've had incredibly successful rates with their services in terms of really helping these young women to be able to make the best of the situation and to ideally finish with a high school degree and maybe go on from there to other schooling.
A government program that really works.
It's a nonprofit. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Any kind of program like that works deserves applause and a spotlight, and it deserves a lot of press, and it deserves people talking about it, because too often we hear people talking about the programs, whether it's a government program or a nonprofit program, that don't work, and they badmouth it. Well, here's something that does work and is changing lives.
Right.
Now, you were involved in this interview?
I was, yes.
Tell me what we're going to hear.
We're going to hear two young women, one's 20 and one's 17, both of whom have a child, kind of talking a little bit about their struggles, what it was like to try to move forward.
And again, these are young women from our community.
Exactly.
Right here in Charlottesville. Let's listen.
Right now in my life, I'm in transitional housing, but I have been...
You said you're looking for a job. Yeah. How is that going? Are you having much success?
It's hard because, you know, I got to find a babysitter to go out, but...
And you're getting some support from TeenSight for school, mm-hmm. to pay for school.
Because I've messed up in my previous years, plus with me, I'm being a homebound mission school with having the baby, they messed some of my credits up. So I had some other classes I had to do outside of school in order to graduate on time because I can't afford not to graduate.
Can you tell me any other programs in the community that you've been able to use? You've used TeenSight to help you out. How about any other programs?
Children, Youth, and Family Services.
Yeah, I've been that too.
What have you done with Children, Youth, and Family Services?
They help with diapers, and they try to help with whatever they can help with.
They come by every week and visit and check on your child growth and make sure your child is growing mm-hmm. right and in the right stage.
Yeah, developmental skills.
Yeah. And with parenting skills, things like
yes,
that?
Yes, that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's been helpful.
Yeah. Very helpful.
Joe, this project clearly is trying to raise awareness of poverty right here in our community. It's real. It exists. We have homeless people. We've got young unwed mothers who are trying to do their very best with incredibly limited resources. But it's also a call to action. What is that call?
The call, Coy, is to either through an established agency or organization or through an individual act of initiation to become involved and to help someone or a number of individuals who find themselves in these impoverished states. There are a number of ways that we as individual citizens or groups of citizens can come together and assist these individuals. If you access our website at www.voicesofpoverty.org, we list a number of community organizations and agencies who are just willing to open up to volunteers and accept you in to lend a hand in a small way or in a large way.
We're going to listen to a third clip here. Art is a homeless man in our community. And, Joe, you were involved in that interview, weren't you?
Yes, and going back to what we hope comes out of these interviews, if you listen to Art, it's one of my favorite interviews, through this new medium called podcasting and the eloquence of these voices, and Art is extremely eloquent, as I think you'll hear from the recording, we hope to inspire those who hear these voices and realize that people are human to take action.
So let's listen to Art, a homeless man from right here in Charlottesville.
A lot of the merchants, of course, they look at you like, oh, what's this guy doing standing in front of my building here, you know? I see why it beats some people down, you know. I really do, because it gets to the point of where you start thinking that you're worthless. You know, thankfully something came along for me. So for some of these guys, nothing comes along.
All right, how long has it been since you considered yourself to be homeless?
I went through a period of homelessness last year, and then I got a place to live, was working, and managed somehow to screw it up, and I wound up back here. So, I mean, I was incarcerated, too, up until 2 years ago. When you have a felony record, it makes getting jobs tough. It makes people look at you differently. I don't really understand homelessness because I've never been there until the last couple of years. And some of these guys have been through it for a lot of years.
What are the prospects for changing this?
The major problem that I see is just the fact of affordable housing. But it's really hard, you know, with the wages the way they are, to get a place to live in Charlottesville. I mean, you have to have two or three people. then you can't always depend on the people that you're with, you know, and all one guy's got to do is not carry his load, and then there you are again, you're back in the homeless situation.
An interview with Art, a homeless man in our community. You can hear the full interviews of all these clips that we've been sharing with you online at voicesofpoverty.org. All the interviews are listed there. Becky Waybright and Captain Joe Hughes, thank you for joining me and sharing this with the community. I would encourage everybody to check out the website. And this, again, remind folks that this was a project of Leadership Charlottesville, the class of 2006.
2006, correct.
And Leadership Charlottesville is online.
You can find more information about it at the Chamber's website, which is www.seavillechamber.org.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at seavillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.